And then the preview for this movie moves on to a more moving. That's when the preview moves into Dirty Deeds.
Yeah.
Dun dirt cheap. Five theses. Who wrote those?
We already Luther. Talked about that.
And you know the worst? Okay, now I can understand why I think that Luther is Professor X.
Okay.
Because you got Martin.
Mark on his forehead or something, right?
No, because you've got Martin Luther goes to Charles Xavier. No, wait, goes to. Shoot.
Martin Luther King Jr. goes to Malcolm X, goes to Professor Xavier.
Well, that's an alternate history.
Oh, why do you think he actually is Professor X?
You know, actually, I'm going to go with your Xavier.
Is there a picture somewhere on the page of him? And is that why? Because usually he's shown wearing a hat.
Okay, so it's a Jesuit. He was a Jesuit. What was his first name?
Francis?
Francis Xavier, there we go.
Ah.
The one that went to Japan? Or was related to the people that came over from Japan to talk to...
Actually, I'm pretty sure that
No, he did go to Japan. Yeah,
he did. And he was killed there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, martyr and everything.
And then there's that other school in Edmonton, the Picard School. J. H. Picard, which is different from J. L. Picard.
Yeah, but it's confusing enough to be fun.
Yes.
I like driving past that school because I always get that kind of that na-na-na-na-na-na feeling while I'm going by there, and I'm like, yeah, they must hate that. But it doesn't matter. They picked the name.
Yeah, and of course, Patrick Stewart also played Professor Xavier on the X-Men movies. They're making a perfect circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what's his name? Xavier X. Picard or whatever?
Xavier X. Picard, who was the, I really assume, nom de plume of the person who directed the Botsmaster. Botsmaster!
He's listed in the credits.
He is, but it could be a nom de plume. And quite frankly, if I directed the Botsmaster, I would want to use a nom de plume as well.
The Botsmaster? Botsmaster!
The Bots Master. When he announces that Zed Zoolander, ZZ for short.
I'm Ziv Zoolander, ZZ for short. You know, I fight the Corp. I'm the Bots Master.
He controls the Corp. He's the Bots Master.
Listen up, you all. You're the Boys Brigade. When it's laser time, put on the 3D shade. Laser time, boys.
When he says it's laser time, you put on the 3D shades.
No, you have completely lost me. Botsmaster. This sounds like some sort of fetish thing.
I'm sorry, I'm just rocking out to the stomp-tastic pseudo-Transformers bullshit that is the Botsmaster. Botsmaster. And then the combination of Transforming robots, which...
Jesus.
So I said pseudo-Transformers stomp-tastic bullshit.
Yeah. There were like 30 robots in that introduction.
And were you able to tell, you know, one word of what happened there?
There's Zed Zoolander and
I'm Ziv Zoolander, ZZ for short.
And it's ZZ for short, and there are 3D shades that you should put on when lasers are being fired.
You've learned everything you need to know about the series.
I guess he fights the Corp, does he?
No, I fight the Corp, I'm the Botsmaster!
Yes.
It's so... God, it... Ah... This, but what doesn't make any sense to me is that it's obviously a kids cartoon. It's focused in that direction. and yet I don't remember a single toy tie-in to go with this whatsoever.
I don't know if there were. There must have been.
Well, there must have been because
you
you needed to somehow get said 3D shades.
Yes, that's, you know, it's obviously something you're supposed to purchase. There were girls in that as well. Human girls were in there.
At least one.
Yeah.
It's his sister.
Okay.
Mm, sister.
Yes, there is a sister.
Sister. Yes. It's just, you know, I shouldn't be mad that there are such things as children's cartoons that don't have merchandising tie-ins, but that one really pisses me off for some reason.
It does have a merchandising tie-in.
Oh, oh my.
Wow. And apparently his name wasn't Zed, it was Ziv Zoolander.
Had it wrong all these years.
And moreover, can you actually imagine trying to market a toy with the name Ninjiz in this day and age? Twig and Bats? I mean, the least sexual name out of those is Bats.
That's only assuming that Twig and Bats don't go together somehow.
Well, I quite frankly, you know, can you not, you know, see a mistress going down the line of her horrors at some sort of whorehouse and say, yes, this is Ninjiz and her compatriot Humbot?
I think it's Humabot.
Humabot.
And there's PPB.
I'll bet Humabot's last name is also Humabot.
I don't think robots need last names.
Well, it does if it's going to star in the Nabokov famous novel, Lolito.
I completely buy the fact that this is the world's greatest Bot Masters page.
Yeah.
And I will not steal your stuff, Mr. Bots Masters, world greatest webmaster.
But he does have actually a full page dedicated to that. How about you don't steal that? What's up with crime? I get a lot of people who seem to think it's okay to just sort of steal my content without so much as trying to contact me. This is starting to piss me off. I'm going to break it down for all the stupid people pointing out exactly... Is this meant to be like a filk to the Bots Master theme? I get a lot of people who seem to think it's okay to just start stealing my content without so much as trying to contact me.
I can still understand you.
This is starting to piss me off. I'm going to break it down for all the stupid people pointing it out exactly what I will steal. Don't follow these guidelines and I might not steal anything about it. On the other hand, I could be a jerk and try to... Yeah. Yeah, it's shutting your site down time, boys.
Oh, no. If you click home... that's the best link.
I'm going there. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It links to botsmaster.com, which doesn't exist.
It wasn't worth spending money. Let's see if we know anybody who did this.
Did you look at the actors?
Yes.
I think I know the name Michael
Donovan.
Bill Donovan.
Oh, good Lord. Do we have to find something Botsmaster?
Mark Hildreth.
Do we have to find something Botsmaster related for Michael Donovan to sign?
Oh, he was Sabretooth in X-Men Evolution. I think he's from Vancouver.
You know what I love is that the in the credits, Ziv Zoolander is actually titled as Ziv Zoolander ZZ for short.
That's fantastic.
And ZZ's funky sister, Blitzy Zoolander.
You know, I think we've not only do we recognize the name Michael Donovan, I think we've actually introduced him at cons.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, because he was Dimitri in Night Warriors Darkstalkers Revenge, and he played Guile in Street Fighter.
Guile and Big Russian Guy.
Yeah. That's a stretch, you know. You don't want to take on two main roles at the same time. People will be able to tell that you're doing it.
Oh, good lord, but he played Kame in Dragon Ball
Z. In Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
I really don't know who he is, but...
I like how he's fighting Soldier in G.I. Joe Extreme.
He played Master Roshi in Dragon Ball.
He was the announcer in The Adventures of Captain Zoom in Outer Space.
And no, Goku's grandfather.
I've won. He's Fong in Reboot.
Oh,
good lord.
And Cecil and Mike the TV. Oh, it's that guy.
How the mighty
That's where
have,
I know his name from.
How the mighty have fallen.
You know what I've been doing? Actually pretty much all day.
No.
Well, of course, yeah, because I should just bring it up. I've been, I made katsudon today, because that was went over very well, except I kind of burned my first one, but it doesn't really matter. They all came out good. And two, I've been reading the Saga of Boat Murdered.
Those are all words?
Yeah, the Saga of Boat Murdered.
Do those words go together?
Yeah, Boat Murdered. This was linked off of a it's a Let's Play for Dwarf Fortress.
How can you Let's Play a Dwarf Fortress?
What you do is everyone takes turns. So one person plays for a year. Then they take the save files and give it to somebody else. Then they play for a year. It's like playing The Matrix, I think. I've stared at these pictures and I just can't make any sense of these ASCII maps at all. But...
Maybe you should play it once first.
I guess. I fear it, actually. I need to be clear.
It's like that time in Hide and Q when William Riker, as the Q embodied William Riker, gave Geordi his sight and he looked over at Tasha Yar and noticed how hot she was and then decided that he wanted his old sight back.
He was just so overwhelmed by how hot Tasha was. That he was like, "Welp, that's it. There's nothing else I'm going." And he actually said it with a P. There was like nothing else left for him. He didn't even look at Troy.
Okay, I've got one more thing to say about Botsmaster. Botsmaster. Okay, I've got one more thing to say about Botsmaster and its casting.
Yes, please.
A quick check of Wikipedia has shown that every person that worked on that was cast in Dragon Ball Z. Basically because they're Vancouver cast.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was some sort of weird. You can have this. You can be in this show where you're probably going to have 300 episodes worth of dialogue, but you have to do this shitty Botsmaster thing as well. Just saying. And as I understand it, most voice actors tend to be so they tend to be so focused on getting work because it seems like there's not always a lot of work out there. It would be odd to leave something off your resume, and yet the Botsmaster. Botsmaster.
Well, because when you say I was on the Botsmaster, which was directed by Xavier X. Picard, people tend to think you're making things up on your resume.
Yes.
Sure. Xavier X. Picard.
Yeah.
Sure. Some bald guy in a wheelchair came down from his starship and said, "Hey, why don't you do a voice for me?"
Yeah. How about you get Kunta LaForge in there to give you a hand? Oh, Christ. I'll fix that in editing.
I think you got it wrong, Beige. I think that's his slave name.
Yeah.
They only mentioned LeVar Burton once, but.
And they just call him Freight Train instead.
Yep, and that's it wasn't played by LeVar Burton, I'm pretty sure of that. And that's where things fell apart.
See, it's funny to me because, I'm of two minds. The one mind is, it's really cool to do something like that that was really quite odd, that seems like a very bad match. But at the same time, it's not a cool idea because nothing about it actually says to me, you know, Botsmaster. Botsmaster. Ultimately, I mean, like, really, I could have thrown in anything and it would have made just as much sense. I'm like, this isn't an ad. This is a name drop is all it is. And it's a retarded name drop because it looks like you're trying too hard.
And there were people who went out and analyzed these videos looking for meaning at down to an artistic level, saying that the family that he moved in with was a metaphor for the computer industry, and that this old lady who was clearly just a creepy old lady who was right. supposed to be some sort of a grandmother was a metaphor for Steve Jobs. Because she didn't want to clean her room when Bill Gates asked her to.
Ian, the only person I heard saying those things was you.
There's explosions and people getting too old for this shit. Bossmaster, game over.